I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. This week, hundreds of people in Butte got a long-awaited chance to talk Superfund issues with the EPA and state and local leaders. The event was co-sponsored by the Montana Standard newspaper. Susan Dunlap is the Standard's natural resource reporter. She was at the meeting and joins us now. Susan Dunlap, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you for having me.
On Tuesday, the Montana Standard co-sponsored a forum called Restore Our Creek. What was that event all about?
It was about bringing all the agencies involved in Superfund here, and also ARCO and their parent company, BP, were also invited to the forum. The idea was to get all the decision makers, bring them to the table, and have them have a dialogue with the public so that the public could ask questions, and also that the folks who are involved in making really important decisions about Superfund in Butte. It was about trying to open up a dialogue and communication.
It sounds like a lot of people in Butte are hungry for that kind of dialogue, but they haven't had an opportunity to get a lot of decision makers like this together in one room and talk to them, right?
Yes, that's very true. You know, I hear a lot of complaint about that the EPA is not here physically and they don't have an office here. They frequently don't show up for public meetings.
So how many people showed up? And in your story in the newspaper, you said a lot of people were calling this a celebration. What was the event like?
Close to 200 people came. It was standing room only. It was called a celebration to some extent because many people were excited to see so many Butte folks come out for something like this. You know, Matt Benson, our chief executive, spoke, and he was really excited and said, you know, his whole career has been in Superfund. He was the reclamation manager for Butte Silver Bow before he became the chief executive, and he spoke, you know, very excitedly about how he had never seen a crowd this big at a public meeting involving Superfund. And so there was a sense of, hey, Butte does care. And so that was the celebration side of it. But there was also a lot of anger expressed, a lot of very pointed questions asked, particularly the EPA. And so it was a very raucous and interesting meeting.
In your article in the Montana Standard, you were kind of critical about the presentation that EPA gave. It sounds like a lot of people really wanted to hear from the EPA, but what kind of information did they give?
They spoke in very technical language. They used all the Superfund jargon that Superfund people talk, and it was just really hard to grasp, and it was really hard to understand what they were saying, and it felt like they were trying to obfuscate and hide behind language that people couldn't understand.
How about the presentations from the county and the state? What kinds of things did they talk about?
I think they were received well. One thing that Tom Livers, who was head of DEQ, said, a small coalition here in Butte, the Silverbow Creek Headwaters Coalition, launched a lawsuit against the state over the name of what's now called Upper Silverbow Creek, but has for a long time been called Metro Storm Drain. And the Butte group won their lawsuit in August, and so Tom Livers, the head of DEQ, spoke about that, and I think spoke about it in a humble way, and said the state chose not to appeal the decision and just accept the fact that they lost. I thought that was a nice thing that he acknowledged that and spoke about it, and the county talked about, you know, there are 18 people who work for Butte Silver Bow County who are working on Superfund issues, and so there was a sort of recognition of this is what the county's doing for you, and a lot of it's behind the scenes and it's not seen by the public, but they're working to keep the caps that cover some of the waste in place. They're working to keep those caps in good order and that kind of thing.
I want to ask you in a minute about the kinds of complaints or problems people brought up when the public had a chance to speak, but you also note in your article that there's been a lot of progress has been made in cleaning up the Superfund site at Butte. And that was also noted in the statement that ARCO and BP sent. The companies, they didn't actually send a representative, but they did send a statement that noted that a lot of progress has been made. So it's not a case where nothing's been done, right?
And that's correct. EPA has been here for over 30 years. So there has definitely been improvements. There have been things that have been done. Silverbow Creek used to run red. There weren't even bugs in the creek. You know, the Butte Hill looked like a moonscape, or at least that's what I'm told. So those things have been hugely improved. There's vegetation now that grows on the hill, And then the lower part of Silver Creek has become amazing after the 16-year cleanup that the state completed. It's really beautiful, and the fish are coming back. So that's been a great thing.
That statement from ARCO and BP, it sounds like their point of view is, we settled the Superfund suit and we sent the state a significant amount of money, and now it's up to the state and EPA to use that money to accomplish the cleanup. And so they felt like they didn't need to be at the forum because they've done their job, and now it's up to other folks to take care of it. Is that a fair characterization?
I don't know why they didn't come to the forum. They just chose not to come. But they made that statement to us, presumably because they anticipated public outcry over the Parrot tailings. The state has argued for a long, long, long time that EPA should have the Parrot tailings cleaned up under what's called remedy, which means that ARCO would pay for it and they would do the work. ARCO says, we don't need to do it. We don't need to pull the tailings out. The remedy that's in place is adequate and is taking care of the contaminated groundwater. The state has recently said, okay, we're going to just go ahead and clean up the Parrot tailings ourselves, even though this should be remedy work. But now, because the state's doing it, it's going to be paid by restoration dollars. And the restoration dollars come from a lawsuit that the state waged against ARCO and was settled in 2008. That's what the statement that you read in my story that BP is relying on, because they say that that lawsuit was settled, and when it was settled in 2008, it was partially intended to clean up the Parrot, but the state does not agree with that. And they say, no, that's not what the lawsuit was about. The lawsuit was about compensating people of Montana for, you know, 100 years of mine waste.
The Parrot tailings you're talking about, these are contaminated soils, I guess, downhill from the Berkeley pit that the locals are concerned are contaminating Silverbow Creek. And so the locals, and a lot of locals and the state now are backing this remedy to dig up those Parrot tailings and move them and actually dump them into the Berkeley pit, right?
That's right.
So what was public comment like? What did people have to say, and to whom did they address most of their comments? What are the issues people have?
Most of the comments were addressed to EPA, and a lot of people are really angry over this particular issue. They want EPA to step up and force ARCO to pay for the Parrot tailings to be cleaned up, because the state has to pay for it. That's money that the state could put towards other projects. And the whole watershed suffers from more than 100 years of mining and smelting. So there's a lot of different ways in which that money could be used. So consequently, that was, I would say, the predominant flashpoint for anger.
Most folks who spoke were addressing the Parrot tailings issue directly?
Yes.
I can understand how a forum like this would draw a lot of people who would want to air their complaints, but I wonder if there were any folks in the crowd who had positive things to say about the way the county, state, and feds are handling the challenge there.
There were some positive things. Evan Barrett, who used to work for Governor Schweitzer, he lives here in Butte, and he spoke, and he, you know, took EPA to task over some things, but he also said, if it weren't for you guys, this would be a very different place. So there was definitely some recognition of how much EPA has done.
Anything else about the event Tuesday that you think is significant or people need to know?
It was great to see so many people in Butte come out for this. You know, it was Tuesday night and cold, and but people still came out and wanted to have their voices heard. And, you know, that was really exciting to see. And it's great to see people working to hold their government accountable. And that's what democracy is all about.
Susan Dunlap, thanks for joining us at Montana Public Radio.
Thank you.
Susan Dunlap is the natural resources reporter at the Montana Standard. You can find links to her coverage of this week's Restore Our Creek Forum on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.